Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
Hi there.
BBC Radio 1.
Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
Thank you, Edith. Good afternoon. It's Monday and it's nearly home time, and this is Mills on Radio 1. Yesterday was boot camp for Scott Mills the musical. We had 9 people.
Did you put them all up at yours on Saturday night? That was the plan, wasn't it?
I wasn't here.
Well, you weren't here for your own boot camp?
No.
Well, that really does take the mick.
A bit late. I was in Belgium.
Hey?
I was in Belgium.
You're in Belgium?
Yeah.
For your own boot camp?
While it was going
on. Were you on video link like Andrew Lloyd Webber?
No. It was just the director and the one that doesn't speak. They were like Simon Cowell and Cheryl Cole.
Why were you in Belgium? I'm more intrigued as to why you're in Belgium.
Went to see Madonna again.
Did you?
Yeah.
In Belgium?
Yeah, no one told me it was shut at weekend.
What, Belgium?
Yeah, and half day closing on a Wednesday, apparently.
Right. That's very old school.
Anyway, we had 9 people, 8 turned up, and now...
Was she good in Belgium?
What?
Was she good?
She was equally very good.
Was she?
Yeah.
Does she speak French?
No. Right. She just went, "What's up, Belgium?" Anyway, now we're down to 3 people. One of them is going to be Scott Mills. If you go online, you can see them all in action, doing some acting and singing at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. Also, Shakira's just popped in to give us the English version.
Well, that's good of her.
The song we played last week, Loba, the Spanish one.
Well, you don't need it now, because aren't you learning Spanish?
I haven't learned it yet, so we will play you the English version today.
Where's she gone?
She just popped in.
It was a flying visit, wasn't it?
She said hi.
Oh, does she? Good.
I was occurring at 5:30.
BBC Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
Right, I'm going to play you a little bit of the potential Scots now from Boot Camp. Okay. All wanted to be Scott Mills in the musical. Now, this is them acting out a scene from the musical, all of them mixed together, all right?
Okay.
Try and work out what's happening in this particular scene. Just a bit of the auditions from yesterday for Scott Mills the musical.
Is that a scene where you are trapped in a tanning booth?
No, but it could be.
And they're trying to get out.
Such passion, such feeling.
No, but we did. But there wasn't a tanning booth at boot camp, and they had to mime their way of trying to get out of a tanning booth.
Like that.
Like one of those old-fashioned French mime artists.
No. Go online at bbc.co.uk/radio1. You can see all the potential Scots. We're down to 3 people now we've chosen.
What was it, then?
Hmm?
Are you going to tell me what it was? No.
No, I'm not going to tell you. Have a look online.
BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Afternoon. So I was at Liverpool Uni on Friday for the graduation ball, very good, until it went a bit wrong. Did go a bit quiet. Hello, Gemma.
Hello, Scott.
Why not explain what happened?
Well, I was just so excited to see you and couldn't actually believe that you were in Liverpool. So I ran up onto the stage and accidentally tripped on a wire, which, I might add, shouldn't have been there, really.
Well, no, from a health and safety point of view, you're probably right.
So, it wasn't actually my fault. And then, things just went a little bit quiet, and I landed on the floor. So, and then I heard the booze, and I tried to call off it with my head in shame. And then, for the rest of the night, I was known as the girl that cut the power.
But surely, Gemma, where there's a blame, there's a claim. And you could surely sue Scott for having that wire in a very irresponsible...
Well, it is. I did not think about it.
Well...
Do you know when I'm back at call? You could be like my lawyer. You could sort it out. You know how much Scott is.
What? Yeah. Seriously, I think you could get quite a bit of money out of this,
really,
to be honest.
I want a holiday in the summer. So.
I did enjoy the bit where you were on your knees with your head in your hand.
With a headwear?
In your hand. Right?
And, in my hand.
And there's people just going, boo! Boo!
I have never felt so hated all my life. And all them people just staring.
Were you also the same person that pulled the plug out during the Prodigy set at Radio 1's Big Weekend?
I would have liked to be there, but no, it wasn't me.
Right. Okay.
Was he that bad that he had to kick the wire out just to get a bit of peace and quiet?
No, I really just wanted to give him a hug.
Really? Are you sure he wasn't playing S Club 7 Reach at the time?
No, I just wanted a hug. But no, instead I give the floor a bit of a hug instead. Oh.
And then you danced like a loon for the rest of the set on the stage.
I did, because I kind of felt bad, so I felt like I should jeer on the crowd.
Did that work?
Well, I felt some love. I don't know if anyone else did.
So, how are you going to make this up to me, please?
I'm sorry.
Don't apologise to me, just apologise to all the disappointed students.
I am really sorry to all them poor students. But do you know what? For the rest of their lives, they'll remember that. Never mind you playing, they'll remember the girl I fell.
I think you're going slightly overboard, Gemma, because in my experience of doing these gigs, people can very rarely remember them the morning after, no. Let alone later on in their lifetime.
Let's just hope that nobody remembers, Gemma?
I'm hoping so too.
I love you.
I love you.
Scott Mills. Radio.
BBC Radio 1.
This is Scott Mills. Hello. And this is Sean and Nat from the 303. Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
Hi. We're doing well.
Welcome to Radio 1. Now, I know you're here for a day trip to Britain.
Yeah. We thought we were just going to come and do some shopping, but apparently we came to do some interviews.
Sorry about that. So, when did you land and when are you going back? It's from America, right?
So, we played a show yesterday at 1 o'clock Eastern time, and then we went to the airport in Hartford, Connecticut, flew to JFK, flew overnight here, landed at 9:30 a.m. and we're gonna leave at 8 p.m.
Right, so you're going straight to the airport from here.
Straight to the airport, out the door.
So a show at 1 a.m. at 1 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
No. One o'clock in the afternoon.
Yeah, we flew out. We flew out at 6:30 Eastern time.
Oh, God. Yeah. That's quite a big schedule.
We're just trying to get enough frequent flyer miles to go to the moon. Yeah. Virgin Airlines decides to
launch. What time is it in your head at the moment?
I don't really know.
No.
Yeah, I have no idea.
That is a flying visit. That's not even an overnight stay.
Yeah, it's party time.
I went to Belgium the weekend, but I did stay overnight. You know what I mean? And that's not even very overnight? Far.
What does overnight mean?
I stayed in a hotel for a night. Yeah. Wow. Did you go first class?
We did. We actually got those the Virgin Airlines things that recline. You know, the beds.
Oh, I don't know. What's it like?
It's made for someone who's about 5'5".
Yeah. If you don't, Nat is 6'7", so he had to use two of them.
Your feet dangling over the edge.
No. You know what? I decided to go fetal on this one.
You do. Yeah. I get so jealous when they pull the curtain over, don't you? What goes on behind there?
I don't know. I hear a lot of clanking.
No. Though. Tell them the story about when they asked you if you'd been up there before.
What, been up
in the first class thing? The stewardesses kind of ask you, you know, they're like, oh, have you been up here before in first class?
Yeah, they... they asked if I knew how to, you know, do all the stuff up there. They're like, have you been up to first class? I was, and you know, being embarrassed, I didn't want to. You never say no. I was like, mm-hmm. of course, I fly first class all the time, and I know. And I, needless to say, I didn't sleep in a bed because I didn't know how to fold it down. It's my pride. I just have my pride.
You didn't get a meal served to you either.
I was going to ask you about this because I'm a little bit obsessed with airline food. Yeah. What did you eat?
You know what? I had the steak. I figured if I wanted to try it just to see, the steak wasn't that good, but all the accoutrements were delicious.
I don't think we've been on the same airline or had the same food.
You probably have. You're just pretending that you're a man of the people when you're not.
It was like our first time ever in first class.
Oh, really?
That was literally my first time ever flying first class.
I was talking more about the stuff you get in the foil, you know, like the rice and the
that's
curry.
That's the real stuff.
That's good, yeah.
Yeah.
When you can't tell what it is.
Yeah.
So if you say no, you haven't been in first class before, the air stewardess kind of helps you with your bed and
they give you little. They give you little kisses on your neck and stuff. Ooh.
Do they?
Oh, yeah, it's nice, yeah. I was too prideful. Everyone else seemed
with me,
like
with me. I told her right away. I was like, nope, I've never been up here. Will you show up? She leaned over me, gave me a little brush from the, you know, the bosom and
this
stuff.
Sounds amazing.
God. It was hot.
I've got your biggest fan on the phone, Rhiannon.
It's the air stewardess.
Here she is. Hey. Hi, Rhiannon.
Hello.
Hey.
How are you?
You're right.
Yeah.
I just wanted to get you on because I got your text saying, OMG 303. They are my favourite ever.
Hi.
Hi, guys.
What's up?
Not much. I'm just kind of, like, in shock of, like, talking to you.
Where are you at?
Right now I'm in Cambridge, but I am American, so... Right.
Are you following them around on their day trip to Britain?
Yeah, did you come out here with us?
No, they're following me.
Yeah, we're stalkers, actually.
Have you got to see the guys live yet, Rhiannon?
Not yet. I really want to. Okay.
We're going to play at Islington Academy on September 3rd and the Reading and Leeds Festivals coming up.
You're not doing that on a day, are you?
Yeah. We're actually flying back and forth.
Actually, right before a Japan show later that night.
Oh, goodness.
Good speech to you, Adam.
You too. Love you.
Love you. Bye.
Yeah, love you too.
Now, you've supported Katy Perry on tour, right?
Correct. Yeah.
And she's on your new single, the next single.
She is, yeah, the follow-up single. It's called Starstruck.
And she's in the video?
Yeah, we're actually going to film the video forthcomingly here.
Oh, okay. See, I know that she likes you a lot. She also likes us a lot.
Yeah.
And we love her. She loves Chappers here, in particular.
We have a special relationship, don't we?
Yeah, we do, actually.
Well, does she mention either of us a lot?
Yeah, she mentioned something. Yeah.
She says Scott and Chappers send my love, all that stuff.
She talks about you guys way too much.
I know.
Honestly, it's kind of annoying. It's like borderline annoying. Yeah.
Sorry.
I know, she has got a little weird on it. Yeah.
For sure. She's got pictures of you and
her. The tattoos of you guys' face. That the tattoos. Just
and then the nudes that you guys sent her on her black.
Whoa, that was his thumb.
That was my thumb. We've been through this before. Ali's been on the text. I've just realised who 303 are. I saw them on MTV the other day. Hot as.
How does she spell hot, though? H-A-W-T? Or
just just a regular H-O-T.
We're trying to get that H-A-W-T status, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah. Okay. Chris and Hull loves that tune. And also, someone's saying, you can't wait to see you at Reading. That's Rosie in Stratford. Say hi to Rosie.
Hi, Rosie.
You've done that before. 303 are here because they're on a nice, lovely day trip to Britain today. They left America last night, popped in here, and then they're going back home again.
Just popped their heads in.
Yeah. What's the first you've ever been on a day trip, Chappers?
What's the first I've ever been on a day trip? God, I've no idea. Mm. France, maybe.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, that's rock and roll. So you didn't even sleep there. You went to France and then came back.
It's actually abroad, and I still came back.
That's really good.
I know. Wow. You?
Wow.
I know. Hardcore.
Don't know, actually. Manchester?
Manchester.
I've been reading your blog online. I found out so much more about you.
Yeah.
I found out that you're a big fan of food from M&S.
Yes, I am. Yeah.
Which he had at a service station just outside of Manchester.
Yes, sir.
I found out that you had the best salad you've ever eaten in Amsterdam.
Oh, yeah, no, yeah, that was a weird... That wasn't what I'd call a salad, though.
Was it a special salad?
Yeah, it was space salad.
Okay, good.
and you scoped out some hot babes in Sweden.
Yeah, we were scoping more stalking or borderline lurking might be.
Yeah, I guess you can't scope them from within their own house. Yeah. That's not.
What were you write about today's trip on the blog?
I think I wrote that, you know, we were at the JFK airport trying to buy some fancy things at the duty-free, but we were mostly trying to holler at chicks, and it didn't. None of those things worked out for us.
What do you shout to the chicks? Can you say it on the radio?
A number one song. Come on.
We're number one.
Does that work?
No.
Nothing.
Okay. And what will you put later on, like popped into Britain, now going back?
Had some, what is it, beans and toast?
Oh, we had some, beans on toast.
Yeah, I know, I'm aware of beans on toast.
That Lily Allen record is like one of my favorite records of all time, and I really love it. And she raps about beans on toast at one point.
So you thought, I'm going to have some beans on toast.
I'm going to come here, and when in Rome, you do as the Romans.
Exactly.
When in London, you do as the Londonites
do, which is beans on toast. Yeah. Anyway, on that note, thanks so much for coming in. I feel a bit guilty now, but I know you've got allowed 2 hours for check-in at the airport.
So you're kicking us out.
Always thinking of other people, aren't you? You know, so considerate.
You don't have an extra room at your house, man? We could really use a night's sleep.
He does, actually.
Oh, you
do? I do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool, that'll be fun, then.
That'll be fine, man. We'll just do that, right?
You're not the first people this weekend that pop stars have asked me to stay... at my house this weekend.
Who else has wanted to stay at your
Steve
house?
Strange off the 80s.
Oh, right, okay. Yeah. And what was your answer?
We'll get a bunk bed.
You don't want to do that. Guys, Sean and Nat, thank you from 303 for coming in today, and have a good trip back.
Thank you.
Thank you. The search is on. So excited. We're doing a musical at the Edinburgh Fringe Festival, 11th, 12th and 13th. That's right, listeners. Three whole nights of our musical. Yesterday was boot camp, where we put the potential Scots through their paces from all the people that applied. The final nine quickly became eight because David had to withdraw.
Did he? Why? What happened to David?
He just couldn't make it.
Oh, dear.
So yesterday, here at Radio 1... I wasn't there, I was eating a waffle in Belgium.
Yeah.
But the director of the musical and the one that doesn't speak put them all through their paces. Would you like to hear them do some acting?
I'd love to hear them do some. Yeah.
Here are the potential Scott Millses. Still people trying to guess what scene this was they were acting out. Here's some more.
It's me, Scott.
It's me, Scott.
It's me, Scott.
It's me.
Scott!
It's me, Scott.
It's me,
Scott.
It's me,
Scott.
It's me, Scott.
I'm finding this a bit weird.
So many different interpretations of
amazing
what
you
is
can do with
essentially
it's me,
quite
Scott.
A dull line.
Yeah.
The last one was particularly good there. He sounded very wacky. It's me, Scott.
And we got them all to sing as well. This is them all mixed up, doing Any Dream Will Do.
I closed my eyes.
So we got them to do that, and then we got them...
I thought we were going
to
have a bit more of that.
Someone was weeping. Oh, I forgot. You love Joseph, don't you? But the world was sleeping. Any dream will do. I think if the one that doesn't speak hears this song one more time after the boot camp yesterday, he might put his head in the
oven. Oh, right, okay, maybe turn it off then.
It just looks a bit unhinged. Are you all right?
He's
so
gone.
Come back.
Yes,
I've stopped playing Any Dream Will Do now. I'll come
he's
back.
Gone.
Okay, good. And then we got all of the potential Scots to do a song of their own choice. This is Peter.
At last, my love has come along.
Yeah, that's Peter singing his song.
My lonely days are over.
Here's Carl.
I want to hold him like they do in Texas plays. Fold him, let him hit me, raise it, baby, stay with me.
Yes.
Is that a show tune?
Love game, intuition, play the cards with spades to start.
It's Poker Face.
Well, he's singing that like a show tune.
He's been hooked, I'll play the one that's on his heart. I'll get him hard, show him what I got.
Okay, good.
Now, you see, I think it sounds like he ought to have a bowler hat and a cane and be in fishnets. Doesn't it? That, the way he's singing there.
Maybe he should have stopped that before.
Oh, my word.
Here's James.
They say it's a man's world. Well, that cannot be denied. But what good's a man's world without a woman by your side?
Here's Mitch.
Fly me to the moon. Let me play among those stars. Let me see what spring is like on Jupiter and Mars.
And here's Paul trying to be Scott.
I'm going in for the kill. I'm doing it for Scott Mills. I'm hoping he'll understand and let me sing and dance.
Oh, yeah.
Will you?
Sadly not.
No,
he didn't get through.
Oh.
Right, so here are the final three people.
Sounded like it was a difficult choice to whittle them down.
These are the three who got through. One of these will be me in our musical. First of all, it's Adam off of Southampton.
I heard there was a secret chord
that David played and it pleased the Lord. But you don't really care for music, do ya? Well, it goes like this, the fourth, the fifth, the minor fall, the major lift, the baffled king composing hallelujah.
The window was open at the time, so
hallelujah.
You can hear any background noise and traffic
hallelujah.
And stuff. So, Adam...
Very similar to when Alexander won X Factor.
Same.
You know? They left the doors open at the back of the studio. You can hear the lorries going past.
So, Adam could be me in the musical, or it might be Luke. He got through as well.
You fold his hands, you smooth his tie, you gently lift his chin. Were you really so blind and unkind to him? Can help the itch to touch, to kiss.
This is the one that looks a bit like Tom off of McFly.
Ah, right.
Now he's from Wallasey. His name's Luke.
His eyes never open them. A shadow passed, yearning, yearning for the fool.
And Joe, who is from Colford in Gloucestershire, is also through and could play me in Scott Mills the musical.
Mama says don't use a toaster while standing in the shower. Now who can argue with that? Mama says don't hold your breath for longer than an hour. The woman knows where it's at. And mama says it doesn't matter if you're a king or you're a clown. 'Cause once you drive up a mountain, you can't back down. Mama says don't drink our coffee while lying down in bed.
There you are, that's Joe.
That's good advice, that last
bit. It is, isn't it? I never do that.
He sounds a bit like John Barrowman.
They're all good. So, Adam off Southampton, Luke off of Wallasey, and Joe from Gloucestershire. They're the final three. One of those will play me in Scott Mills the musical, and it's you who's going to decide. If you want to see them and their auditions, go online to bbc.co.uk/radio1. They're all there now. And tomorrow, we will meet the first of the finalists. He'll be coming in. Adam, tomorrow on this show.
Scott Mills, the musical.
Scott Mills.
Scott Mills, the musical.
Scott Mills, the musical.
Scott Mills, the musical.
Scott Mills, the musical.
Kidding.
Right, let's have a quick game then. Without Becky today, let me know how you score on 81199.
Oh, what's the kidding?
Monday's oh starts now. You ready for it?
Yeah, bring
let's
it on.
Go.
Oh, what's the kidding?
You know we're doing a musical all about me.
Really?
Yeah.
You should have mentioned it.
In Edinburgh.
Right.
At the festival, 11th, 12th and 13th of August. I'm going to tell you about how you can get tickets soon as well. We had auditions yesterday to find the final three people to play Scott. Eight of them turned up. We narrowed it down to three. My question to you, during the boot camp auditions yesterday on Search for a Scott, how many times did the people who want to play me say the word Scott?
Oh, God. 54. Yeah.
Let's find out.
Oh, what's the kidding?
Here are the potential Scott Millses saying my name.
Scott.
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 It's me, 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 Scott.
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 I'm doing it for Scott Mills.
Scott.
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 Scott Mills the musical.
Scott Mills the musical.
Barrel.
Wow.
25.
25?
25, Scott.
I thought there'd be more than that.
Yeah. Never mind, eh?
Oh! What's the kidding?
Slightly self-indulgent, wasn't it, that first?
It was a little bit, yeah. I like the one that goes, it's me, Scott.
He's my favourite, yeah.
Sound like Sharon Osbourne.
Yep.
Next one. You know I went to Belgium at the weekend.
Oh, yes.
And I did that game, which a lot of people do. A lot of people have been texting in about it, pretending to be French in a bar.
Yeah.
Didn't last that long.
Not in a French-speaking country.
No, because they do actually speak French, some of them, and Flemish.
Mm. Mm.
So it didn't really work. Should have chosen a different language. So I went out onto Stupid Street earlier today and tried it again. The game where I pretend I'm French. I spoke to six people. Out of those six, how many would believe I was an actual French?
Oh, see, normally I would say none, but as you're on Stupid Street, I'm going to say two.
Two out of six?
Yeah.
Let's find out.
Oh, what's the kidding?
Here's me on Stupid Street pretending to be French.
Bonjour.
Hi.
Parlez-vous français?
No, I'm afraid not. No.
No?
No, no, I don't speak French at all.
Je suis français.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
Oui, 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 oui.
Yeah, okay.
Oui, oui.
Yes, yeah, I believe you.
What? Bonjour. Yes.
Bonjour.
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 Je suis français.
Ah oui, d'accord. Moi aussi.
You're French?
Oui, je suis français.
Je suis un magasin.
Tu es un magasin?
Oui.
Do you understand what you are saying?
No.
Rubbish.
Bonjour.
Hello.
Parlez-vous français?
No.
Je suis un gâteau.
I'm English.
Je suis français.
Ah, you are French.
Oui. Où est la fenêtre?
I'm very basic French.
Je voudrais une pomme de terre et le gâteau.
Cake? Gâteau?
Oui, 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 oui.
Do I like cake?
Oui.
Oui.
Au revoir.
Au revoir.
Two.
No.
Bonjour.
Bonjour.
Je m'appelle Scott.
Hello.
J'ai 11 ans.
Ok.
Parlez-vous français?
No.
Je suis français.
Ok.
Oui.
You're French. Ok.
Je suis un?
Oh.
Oh.
Three.
Hello.
Hi.
Bonjour.
Bonjour.
Je suis français.
Oh, I see. Je suis anglais.
Où est le jambon?
Où est le jambon? Where is the ham?
Where?
Ici.
Bonjour. Je suis français.
Moi aussi.
Oh. Je suis un gâteau.
Ah bon?
Au revoir.
Au revoir. Au revoir.
Four people.
You can't count.
Four people believed I was an actual French. Out of six, that's not bad going.
I think they more tolerated it. I don't think they believed it. You really got into it though, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. Towards the end.
Mm.
Really good. And that was today's Oh, What's Occurring? You won.
Yay!
Good start. Let us know how you did on 81199. Cheers.
Oh. The Scott Mills Daily.
Hey, Chappers.
Hey, Scott.
This is an invention which Johnny from Newcastle spotted on YouTube. Thanks so much for this, Johnny. It's not a new invention, but it's something I've never heard of before.
Okay.
And it's going to help both of us out.
How's it going to do that?
Well, you know what it's like. You've caught a fish.
Yeah.
And you want to cook it.
Yeah.
But you need to get the bones out.
Oh.
Oh, God, it's such a pain, isn't it?
Okay, I'll never be dealing with that bit.
Right, well... Found an ad here for this invention which will change our lives.
Really?
Who wants to clean and debone them? I'll do it.
Now, you don't hear someone saying that very often.
You don't, no.
Not many people want to do that job.
Who wants to clean and debone them? I'll do it.
He's very keen.
Mm.
I'll do it.
Mm.
Yeah. Here's why.
You want to do it? Just wait till you see what I've got. It's the Wonder Boner. The Wonder Boner? Oh, you laugh now. Just watch.
They're fishing, and he whips out his Wonder Boner, and it's, I have to say, really impressive.
This sounds like something that could be very useful.
They weren't laughing. They were laughing on the other side of their faces after they saw it. And it makes getting the bones out of fish so easy now.
You just assemble the Wonder Boner stainless steel rods like this, take the fish, voila! The Wonder Boner. My wife would like that.
I think anyone's wife would like it.
My wife would like that.
Yeah.
Well, wives don't like getting fish bones stuck in their throats,
do
they?
Who so, does?
Well,
who does?
Nobody, obviously.
Yeah.
Just wait till you see what I've got. It's the Wonder Boner.
Amazing. So good.
So does he
Do you
just,
want one?
I definitely want one, yeah.
So they're fishing.
Yeah.
And he just whips out the Wonder Boner and off they go.
So where does he keep it? Where does he keep it? I mean, is it quite, you know, just something you can keep in your pocket?
It's fairly portable, yeah.
Pop it, keep it in your trousers.
Yeah.
Just wait till you see what I've got. It's the Wonder Boner.
So need to get one, because getting those bones out is such a pain.
I hate taking bones out of fish. Yeah. It's really fiddly, and so anything that could help me is much needed.
Yeah. My wife would like that.
Now, we've all done that thing before where we accidentally send a text to the wrong person, haven't we?
Yeah.
And now, my mate had a bit of a problem with this the other day, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, because, like, let's say in a text I was slagging you off to the one that doesn't speak,
yeah.
Right? So I'd be putting in my messages, like, flipping chappers, won't even come fishing with me at the weekend,
yes.
Wanted him to see my Wonder Boner,
yeah.
Now he won't.
Yeah.
And because I'm writing about you...
Yes.
I'll just put chappers, send,
and then, yes.
Rubbish, and then you've got the message.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing is, when you start to send, it won't stop. Have you noticed that?
Yeah.
Sometimes if you're quick enough and press cancel, it will stop. But I would say 9 out of 10 times...
Never quick enough.
You never are. Mm. And also, you've got the same phone as me.
Yeah.
There's nothing you can do on those at all.
No.
Which I think is a bit of a problem.
Huge problem.
There's absolutely no way you can stop that text from being sent to the wrong person. To you, for example, if I was slagging you off to the one that doesn't speak and sent it to you by mistake. Now, I was talking to a mate last night who I texted and... He hadn't texted me back for a while. Now I know how that feels.
Oh, good. About time, too.
And he explained that his phone hadn't been working recently because he'd written something about this girl, right?
Mm-hmm.
Started sending it and then realised, no! Right, no way to stop it. It's going, sending. So he just goes, right, destroy phone, chucks it on the floor and actually stamps on the phone in the vain hope that she won't get that message, which is about her and not meant for her at all.
Must have been a seriously bad message.
That's what I was going to say. I have never tried to send something on a text so bad, I don't think that I've had to try to destroy the phone. And some people are saying, well, can you just take in the battery out? It was too late. But apparently that does stop it from sending sometimes.
Well, it does. Somebody says they take the battery out and then put it back in where they know that they don't get any signal and then the text won't send.
Oh,
but
okay.
Getting the battery, depending on what phone you have, getting the battery out of your phone...
Can't do it on ours.
I won't be able to get the battery out quick enough before a text had sent.
No, really not. Hello?
Hello, Scott.
Hello, who's that?
It's Jill from Liverpool.
All right, Jill from Liverpool. How's it going?
Not bad. I was just listening to the radio and I heard your story about your friend.
Yeah.
I had a similar incident where I sent a seductive text to my boyfriend but accidentally sent it to a guy I was going to interview with the next day.
What, so, you were going to interview him?
No, he was going to interview me.
Oh, my God.
God, that's worse.
That is worse.
Well, it could have been worse. I got the job, so it's obviously he took it well. So.
All right. Okay, and I don't go into detail about the text, but how did you try and stop it?
Literally, I was in a moving car at the time and threw it across the car and smashed against the window and broke it. So.
Were you trying to get it out the window?
Aiming for it, yeah. It was just absolute terror when you saw the name saying it's going to this person, you're pressing stop, and it just went.
I love the idea of so much terror that going through your whole body, you think, well, just threw it out the window.
I just screamed and just threw it, so yeah.
And you broke the phone, amazing.
Yeah. But luckily, it was a work sponsor, it didn't matter.
All right, not the window. The window was all right, was it?
Did you have an awkward...
No, the window was fine.
Cool. Did you have an awkward conversation about the text?
No, luckily not. He obviously took it in the humour it was meant in, I guess.
Right.
Okay,
let's leave that there, shall we?
Love you!
Thank you, bye! Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.